Thank you very much, Coordinator. We are grateful to you for taking up this task and assure you of our full cooperation. Under Subsidiary Body 2, the negotiation of a treaty on fissile materials for nuclear weapons is a priority for Canada. In this context, we welcome confidence building and transparency measures undertaken by some states, including by declaring and upholding moratoriums on the production of fissile materials. We also welcome France's dismantlement of its fissile material production facilities at Pierre-Latte and Marcoule. France's efforts are a reminder of the liability imposed on present and future generations by nuclear weapons and fissile material for nuclear weapons production. It is taking decades and billions of euros for France to dismantle the two facilities. Moreover, there is a need for safe storage of dangerous radioactive materials for potentially thousands of years. This legacy makes it imperative to negotiate a treaty on fissile materials for nuclear weapons. As other delegations have noted, much work has been done in support of such a treaty, including the work of the GGE and the High-Level Expert Preparatory Group. It is our delegation's view that the negotiation of such a treaty could be based on the mandate contained in the Shannon report or on the basis of a different mandate, if necessary. In our view, it is not the mandate that prevents negotiations, but the lack of political will and good faith. Our best chance of addressing the production of fissile materials for nuclear weapons and eventually existing stocks is to start negotiations. The mandate contained in the Shannon report allows for the discussion of existing stocks. Moreover, setting up the machinery for controlling and disposing of fissile materials would ensure that we would be ready when states are prepared to dispose of fissile materials as a result of voluntary reductions, bilateral or multilateral treaties. In our view, differences need to be sorted out at the negotiating table. Expecting consensus by all relevant states before we start negotiating is unrealistic. We note that the NPT is not a universal treaty, and some states, including France and China, joined decades later. The CTBT is not yet in force, yet we consider both of these treaties highly valuable. Let us do the same for a treaty on fissile materials. Thank you very much, Mr. Coordinator.